You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
To WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Coming up at 4 o'clock, Elliot Shore Park's training camp report as he's here with some more dreaded
more stats.
More stats. Nobody did Jalen throw an interception? Uh-oh. Maybe we heard that he did.
He did say that J.J. Watt just followed him on Twitter.
Did he?
Did he really?
Yeah. Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, there's a website. I don't know if you follow it, if you're not like a media dork like we are, called Awful Announcing.
Mm-hmm. That they
take,
oh, yeah.
They take, and first of all, I don't know why, I hate when a site like that like seems to hate all of sports media. Like everything that Awful Announcing ever writes is something like, this idiot said this or whatever.
Sounds like they talked a lot about WFAN when you were up there.
They were okay. They were fine. Occasionally, they were a little unfair. And the people that write it, it's just like, to me, the people that write it are also bitter because they do not have sports media jobs. Like that is.
Are you trying to get written up by Awful
Announcing? No, I'm just saying.
Will get us written up.
Well, there was one guy named Brandon that always used to write, and he's a nice enough guy. I think he worked
at Barrett,
FAN at one point. Brandon Contis or whatever.
Oh, okay.
And he would write it, and I would just be like, he'd write stuff and be like, why did you write it this way? Like, why do you hate us so much?
Shouldn't sports media people be lifting up other sports media?
Well, I mean,
ELE, right?
Yes. Everybody loves everyone.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
So, yeah.
But anyway, so they wrote a thing. So J.J. Watt writes the thing about training camp stats, about Elliot. Then Elliot came in here and gave what I believe to be a completely reasonable response to J.J. Watt. He wasn't insulting to J.J. Watt. I thought he gave a really good explanation.
He was actually mature.
He was.
For the first time.
The headline of the article was, Elliot Shore Parks claps back at J.J. Watt.
Which is the perfect description for Elliot.
Yes, but it's not what he did.
No, it's not.
He didn't clap back at anyone. Man, J.J. Watt followed Elliot. Does this mean that we could... He has to DM him now.
Yeah, maybe he says, like, hey, sorry for the misunderstanding about...
Come on the air and discuss the stats.
Don't be a coward, JJ.
No, yeah, I don't need them squashing it in a DM or something. I need them discussing it here on the air.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Twitter question is brought to you by Marsh Jewelers. For a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful, visit the home team at Marsh Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Who wins tomorrow, Fritz or DeCamera? That is the new poll. What do you think people are thinking?
Got to go Fritzy, right?
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I'm going to go Fritzy. I'm going to go Fritzy 63%.
Fritz 57.5%.
Okay. Yeah.
A lot of faith in the boy.
Yeah, I think they're coasting a little bit. Like the same way that people were coasting on DeCamera after he won golf.
Right.
I think people are coasting. And you know I've been your biggest supporter during this.
Yeah, 100%.
I have very little faith in you tomorrow.
That's good.
Yeah.
No, I appreciate it.
Wow.
That's what I'm trying to set up.
Okay.
Yeah, right. I think it's going to be fun.
Okay.
I think it's going to be fun.
I like the quiet confidence.
Yeah, like it'd be fun to end it tomorrow.
Yeah, because it is over, basically, if you win
it's
tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay.
But it's not over.
Well, he has to win. If he wins tomorrow, yes, but then Joe still has to do it, yes.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I want people to understand all five events are happening.
Yes.
Sure, unless he bows out of basketball.
No.
No, there's no bailing out. What are we doing?
I'll quit.
That's what you want him to say. You don't want to say that.
No, I'm saying
I want Rod to mandate both of you finish these events. Hold on.
I want to finish.
We have invested a lot of time and energy into you two over the last 3 weeks. For you all to figure you can just quit when you want to and don't have to finish it.
That's a good
Believe
point.
Me, that's gonna be the last thing you wish you had done if this happens.
I agree with you.
I'm
yes.
just telling you.
They're both of them.
And I'm not worried about you.
Yes.
I'm not worried about you. Quick.
This is about Joe.
Because you actually have to deal with us.
Yes.
Joe can hide from us in the morning.
Like when we started this whole thing, the golf was interesting to watch. Mm-hmm. It was amusing. The baseball was, of course, a great event. But I think you would agree that when we started this, we wanted to watch the basketball.
Of course.
That's what we want. We want a one-on-one game that's going to take 90 minutes to get to 7.
Well, there better be some water breaks.
Water breaks.
I want these guys. I want a stray elbow. Yeah. I want somebody.
What do you guys look like on the basketball court?
I need to see it.
I'm excited for you all to see all of this.
Okay.
I think I'm the best athlete at the station overall. And I think that's going to start bearing itself out.
Okay.
I don't know, brother.
I know. Me either.
Yeah. You might have had an argument once upon a time.
Yeah.
I don't know. You might be the best baseball player at the station.
Yes. Yeah. Like this whole
pitcher,
thing even
way,
being
he
close.
Can't, he can't even hit.
Well, he didn't. Yeah. I hit .353 my freshman year. Everyone knows that.
Of high school.
JV.
Okay. Yeah. And last thing.
He's
last
a
thing.
Pitcher.
Last thing. Probably not last thing, but last thing. Do we know if the basketball is outdoors or indoors?
Ooh. So I've already assumed that we're going to be like in the Palestra, so I have no idea.
Okay.
Come on, man. Palestra.
Yeah, he wants to be indoors. They don't want to be outside for three straight events.
Yeah, outside? Are you crazy?
The only thing I'd request for the basketball if it is indoors is that we should be in the suburbs. In that, I know our listeners. Our listeners do not want to have to. God bless the Palestra. It's an amazing place.
They're not coming down here.
They don't want to drive into the city, find out how to find someplace to park.
Can you imagine trying to park over there?
At the Palestra, it's a nightmare. Yep. All I know about our listeners is if you give them a parking lot, they will go.
They will come.
They need a parking lot. So let's have it in the suburbs somewhere.
I agree with you on that.
All right.
But again, no booze.
Yeah, no booze.
It's on school grounds. Yes.
Let's just call where were we again?
FDR?
No, the
Plymouth-White Marsh.
Plymouth-White Marsh. I'm sure they got a gym.
I'll go back to Plymouth-White Marsh.
Yeah, they're our friends now. All right.
You're wearing the visor on vacation.
I did wear the visor on vacation for one day.
You said you're a visor guy. I haven't seen a visor since.
Yeah, well, I got...
I'm excited about that visor.
I got... It's rare that Val, my wife, will say, you're not doing that. And when I looked at her and I put on the visor and I said, with a smile, I think I'm a visor guy now. She looked at me and she said, no, you are not. And she said it twice. So I wore the visor for one day, and then that was it.
The arm tats, sleeves.
Doesn't
care. Everything else.
That's fine.
That's what I'm saying. She puts up with a lot, right? I look ridiculous, right?
She drew a line at the visor.
If she's going to draw a line at a visor, she didn't draw a line at any of the tattoos. I didn't give her much of a choice, but she didn't draw a line at any of the tattoos. She draws the line at the visor. I respect the line. Speaking of respect, I also respect the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Tell Jackie Baseball.
So there's a lot of newsy stuff in the Jackie Baseball Report today.
A lot of newsy stuff.
Yeah, right before the show, a lot of things happen. So first, we always are talking about, reliever.
Yeah.
Last week, Felix Bautista goes down with shoulder discomfort. Seems like he's probably not getting traded. Then, a little before the show, Emmanuel Clase been placed on a non-disciplinary paid leave as a part of MLB sports betting investigation. Now, he can't come off that list until August 31st.
So he's off.
So he's.
I mean, you can't trade for him not knowing the results of the investigation, even if you knew for a fact he was coming off August 31st, which you don't.
Which you don't.
Which you don't. That does it. It was a tight reliever market anyway, because there's a lot of teams that need relievers. It just raises the cost of everything else. But I don't. This is exactly the Dombrowski out. Like, this is
For sure.
This is Dombrowski out. This is the, well, you know, the price of everything, and we tried for this, and we tried for that. They cannot go into the playoffs with one reliable reliever. They can't do it. They can't.
Yeah.
Strom's back. Strom's back.
He's not back. He's been good for a week and a half.
Yeah.
No.
Fine.
Yeah. Well, okay.
We need to see what Robertson looks like first.
Well, he threw a scoreless inning up in Lehigh Valley. But
he dealt out three hits.
And the last one got thrown out at the plate.
Yeah. He was throwing 90 miles an hour.
As a closer? Or is he a setup guy?
He'll be like a part of the mix.
It's the high leverage situations.
We don't do closers.
He's not high leverage.
Right, yes. That's what I'm saying. Like, he's not the high leverage guy,
right?
He might
pitch his way into a high leverage, huh?
You're so optimistic.
And by the way, the whole Strom's back thing. Remember our 2-week period of Jordan Romano being back?
Yeah, but at least
he was pumped up on
Romano. And I was right
Romano.
About Romano. The guy stinks.
He's fine.
He stinks. His ERA is 7.
Yeah, but it's after 14 for the first month.
No.
It's probably his last week as a Philly. It'd be all right.
Okay. You think so?
I don't know.
Okay.
Could be Kepler's last week, too.
They got a
fingers crossed.
David Bednar on the Pirates. He's the guy. He hasn't allowed a run in 2 months.
Wow.
He 23.
That's certainly going to cost us.
May 23rd. Now, he's only a year and a half left on his deal, so he's only through next year. And he was horrible before, like, the last...
In April?
No, but even, like, the year before.
Okay.
Like, he had shown some signs of trending down, so and then it wouldn't be a bad time to sign or, trade him high.
They sent him down to the minors in April, and ever since he came back, and this is the other thing I'd say about Bednar, is that if you watch him... It's there. Mm-hmm. Like, some of these guys, I thought Estevez was the opposite. You look at Estevez' numbers, and you're like, oh, that guy's really, really good. And then you watch him, and you're like, he's a home run waiting to happen. David Bednar is nasty. And he has been great since he came back up from the minors. He hasn't allowed a run. He strikes out like almost two guys an inning. I mean, like a guy and a half an inning.
Yeah.
He doesn't give up hits. Like, I don't know. I think he's the guy.
And he comes out the renegade by sticks. I mean,
what the hell is that?
It's a song.
Song.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sold out CDP. Renegade comes on.
Yeah.
He jogs in from the pen. He's got a big game feel to him.
Yeah.
I think he's the guy. I think he's their main bullpen target.
He's been since we played Pittsburgh. I remember texting Jack, and I was like, who, when we played the Pirates, we got swept. I was like, who is this guy? I think he's nasty. He's awesome.
So the other newsy thing is old Brycey. Apparently got nose to nose with Commissioner Rob Manfred last week when Rob Manfred floated the idea of a salary cap coming in the next CBA negotiations. He told Rob Manfred to get the bleep out of the clubhouse if you're going to bring that kind of nonsense in here.
By the way, here's how threatened Rob Manfred was. Rob Manfred said, I'm not leaving the bleeping clubhouse, and then they continued to talk.
And they shook hands at the end.
Yes, and they shook hands at the end.
Oh, they left all that out.
Yes,
yeah, and then, like Rob Manfred left the clubhouse or something.
No. Castellanos apparently said, I have more questions, which is why he stayed there.
So the Castellanos thing, that sounded like when Glenn asked Jim Fregosi, how's the team? It seems like he was trying to break up some intensity.
Right.
Well, I'm glad we were able to get some fire from Bryce when somebody messed with his money. What would love to see the fire maybe on the field instead of in the clubhouse against the commissioner.
Well, he's sticking up for his fellow players.
Great.
I'm just telling you. telling you what it is.
We're headed for a lockout, aren't we?
Bryce said, like, the players are united that we'll sit out 162 if we have to. We don't want a salary cap.
He can afford to sit out 162 games.
Yeah, so he might have gotten a little ahead of himself.
Yeah, he can afford to do that.
I don't know if, like, Weston Wilson.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm not sure 70% of the league wants to sit out and miss a year's salary.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, and I would say this, with the not to get too in deep on the salary cap part of it, is that, yes, a salary cap hurts the top-level players, I think, the most.
They're already overpaid.
But what comes with a salary cap is a salary floor.
Yes.
And you look at teams like Florida and Pittsburgh and Oakland.
Tampa.
Who refuse to invest in these teams. And, like, you just, again, I'm a union guy. I'm in a union.
Blue collar. Yeah,
but I do think there are positives that can come for the players with a floor along with a cap.
I agree.
And it, you know what I mean? Like, it hurts the. I actually think the cap ends up. It helps a lot of the teams that aren't in New York or Philadelphia or
LA, Boston, Chicago.
You know, do we want the LA, by the way, LA has no end to how much money they will spend. No end. Do we just want, the Dodgers to sign everybody?
Yeah.
You know,
that's what I'm saying. For as a fan of the sport, this should be something that you want. Like, this, usually I side with the players.
Because you were a player.
Yeah.
And you're a union guy.
Yeah. Usually I side with the players. This is one where I'm like, I'm kind of where Major League Baseball is at with this one. Give me the floor. Give me the salary cap. It makes for a better, competitive, more balanced league. You don't have these stadiums where you got like 8,000 fans in there and people won't build a new stadium. It's like, because you're so worried about these players that you have to pay. And now that I'm thinking about it, who would be the next young players that are up for like these huge contracts?
It's so hard to tell with baseball.
Yeah, so like I think Bobby Witt signed, but
yes,
like,
Bobby Witt signed.
Yeah, so
I'm like, but what's the next guy looking to get? $750 million? $800 million?
There's gonna be a while before we get a Soto one, I believe.
Okay, so right. Yeah. So we're not gonna get that coming up anytime soon. That's good.
I would hate the thing that is just as a baseball fan.
No baseball player is worth $700 million. Let me just put that out there.
Yeah, I know. Otani's pretty close. At least Otani, like, you know.
Yeah, he'd be the closest to worth.
If he's pitching.
He's starting to pitch.
If he's pitching.
He's thrown, what, one inning?
He's
three
pitching.
Times?
He's an opener.
Did he get a three inning? Did he get a...
He might be heating up slowly.
All right. if he's pitching. No DH is worth it, in my opinion. In any case, it would be a shame. Baseball has had such a good 3 or 4 years.
Really? They really got momentum going their way now.
They really do. Between the changes they've made to the game, the pitch clock has been a great change.
Outstanding.
A DH, even though I don't like it, DH in the National League has been great for fans.
Yep.
Even the ghost runner on second base is something that people enjoy.
love it.
We don't
need 15 inning games.
The other thing they've gotten is these stars. All of a sudden, baseball has stars that people are starting to recognize after 2 decades of sort of invisible stars. Otani, everybody knows. Aaron Judge, everybody knows. Yep. Juan Soto, everybody knows. Yep. These other guys. Bryce Harper, everybody knows. These other guys that we don't talk about all that much, but if Bobby Witt keeps playing the way he does, Gunnar Henderson keeps playing, we are going to have actual stars in baseball. And if they end up, look, if they have a lockout for a month, nobody's going to care. They end up missing
portion
of the season.
Yeah, you miss half a season.
People will move on.
Yeah.
They move on. They'll move on to something else.
I'll be locked in on a WNBA.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
There is some... sorry. I think of that. Okay.
We are getting a team, Spike.
Yes. Well, talk to me about it in 2030.
You have a podcast about it, I'm sure.
Not me.
Yep. Yeah. So, some all-time Castellanos quotes throughout this. He said, Rob seems to be in a pretty desperate place on how important it is to get a salary cap because he's floating the word lockout 2 years in advance. He said, that's nothing to throw around. That's like the same thing in a marriage saying, I think divorce is a possibility. It's probably going to happen. You don't just say those things.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
He said in the back of our heads, we're like, why are you talking to us like owning a baseball team is like owning a nail salon? That the only way you're going to be a functional business is if you can make money at the end of the year.
Well, but see, that they
now, what's their TV contracts looking like?
Oh, well, Phillies is forever. But the issue in most of these cities is that the NBC Sports Philly type of places, not here, but in other places, that
doesn't exist.
They've been going out of business all over the place. It's happened with basketball teams all over the place. So that revenue stream, the local baseball revenue stream with all these teams is going to crash, you know? And like, I just think that the thing that he said right there is the thing that I believe is going to change. The idea of, well, you guys don't need to make money. They're admitting that they know that the teams are not profitable and that they know that it's good because the values keep going up. But if the values peak, then all of a sudden it becomes important for these teams to make money.
Yeah.
It's going to be an interesting, I think it'll be an interesting thing. And the last thing I'll say is, Castellanos will speak up, rich guy, veteran, all that. Bryce Harper will speak up, rich guy, veteran. But there were people, this is to your point, that were in that clubhouse that maybe didn't speak up, that are like, well, I can't miss it. Half
damn
a year
right.
salary, you
I
know.
Mean, I make 500 grand. You think I'm about to give away 500 grand?
What? So what? So you? So
yeah. So you can make 30 more million dollars a year or something?
Yeah.
You crazy?
You think Johan Rojas when Harper was hitting the nose? Yeah. Like, Bryce.
I just think it's something that we won't hear the quotes from players, and typically baseball's union has been very strong in the past, and they probably the strongest out of all of them. But like, we will hear from the players who are saying, hell no. But the reason that Manfred is doing this is to plant the seeds in the back of the mind of the players who can't afford to miss that time. I just don't want them to have a lockout. I just want them to, you know, figure it out.
I tell you, that bottom two-thirds of the roster is going to be voting a different way.
They'll at least be vocal in those meetings.
Yes. Well, yeah. I mean, when it's time to vote on what to do, that's the majority.
Yes.
The majority rules.
Yes.
Like, the majority of the locker room isn't making that amount of money.
And the floor would be great from the standpoint of, like, I think the Marlins payroll is $80 million.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's nothing.
Yes.
Get 150 or whatever, and then a lot more people get paid.
Yes.
Soto and Ohtani are making almost that number.
Easy, per
on
year.
On their own per year.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
So.
Yeah. Sorry.
As we continue to move along here.
Yes, yes.
You know how last year we all exited the Yankee series and we're like, holy cow, those guys were like monsters?
Yeah, it didn't happen this time.
Dude, I felt the exact opposite this year. Like that, you know, like we talk about the American League and it's part of the reason why I do want to go for it is the Yankees are the third best team in the American League. And like the best team is the Tigers. I think they've lost 12 of 14 or something. Like they're kind of free falling.
Yep.
Like if there's ever, again, with the lockout looming, which is probably going to happen.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
The American League, I mean, we played the Red Sox last week. Actually, the Red Sox are better than the Yankees and they have a worse record than them.
And they're pretty flawed too, the Red Sox.
And they're pretty flawed as well. At least from the American League side, they're just not that team.
If you can get to the World Series, whoever you're facing is not going to be as good as the teams that you had.
National League might be better.
Yeah.
It's definitely better.
Yeah. The National League's better right now. Yeah, the Yankees, now it's easy. The Yankees were without Judge for two of those games.
Sure.
Yeah, so that does, I know, Jack.
Doesn't hit big home runs.
No, but they were not scary like they were last year.
Yeah, last year they took it to the Phillies.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I guess final thing here. Seems like I'm starting to turn some people on Luis Robert, which we like to see.
Yeah. You know, I would have rather have Robert than I would rather trade for Robert than Suarez.
At this point, which we appreciate. Yeah. It's been a grassroots movement to get people on board with Luis Robert. And I thought this was interesting from Tanner Banks. So Tanner Banks was a White Sox last year, obviously the worst team in baseball history. And he talked about Luis Robert to Scott Lauber. He said, across the board in baseball, sometimes that's what it takes. Just a breath of fresh air. It has nothing to do with where you're at. Sometimes people just get stuck in doing the same thing and just a fresh set of eyes. You snap back to reality a little bit. Robert's a gamer. Certain guys, you wonder if they're hurt or they're just pulling the chute. So
pulling the chute. Oh, like parachute. Yeah.
So, like, again, the idea of Robert is he's on, like, the worst team in baseball. And it's, like, been horrible the last couple years. He's just kind of playing out the string there. Fresh change of scenery into CBP. He's playing for a new contract. He's got a $20 million option after the year that I'm sure he would like to get picked up if he plays well. He's hitting like 290 something against lefties.
He can also field.
He's a great fielder. Stolen 25
bags.
Here we
got this. We're talking ourselves into it.
Come on.
There he goes.
Land the play. He's not going to cost top prospects.
Well,
maybe McAble.
You know, here's what talked me into it was seeing Kyle Schwarber fall down catching that second fly ball.
That's going to be everyday left fielder. Kyle
and then
Schwarber.
Seeing Nick Castellanos fall down what three times? I mean, trying to catch baseballs like we would have the slowest left and right fielders in the history of baseball.
They made the World Series with that outfield.
I don't care. I actually don't care.
I don't even know how that happened.
Yeah, I wouldn't plan on that. A lot of things happen that you wouldn't necessarily plan on. Yeah, I think, and I don't know what Luis Robert costs, but I still, if we can save a little bit on the hitter to go get ourselves a stud bullpen piece, I think that is, you're able to get both. Man, I just hope this isn't setting up for one of those Dombrowski deadlines where he gets a middling hitter and a middling reliever and tries to convince us that the market was too expensive and we are all like, at least you're not going to talk me into it after that happens.
Well,
I don't have to deal with that.
Crawford could be the midseason addition.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah, and we're getting Bohm back and we're getting
Robertson.
Alvarado back and Robertson.
Yeah.
It's just like a great trade deadline.
You see it? Nola.
There it is.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Coming up next, Jalen Hurts gave a gift to Merrill Reese, and Jalen Hurts has a brand new endorsement. The first football player ever, I believe, to endorse
about to say he has
this
a brand
product.
New car.
No. Well, he might.
Yeah, he might.
We wouldn't know, but he might. That is coming up next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I remember when Believe came out. It was the comeback for Cher. It was such a huge moment for Cher. I love that tune. I listen to that tune every day. Sorry. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For a one-of-a-kind of experience that makes diamond buying less stressful, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Which would you rather the Phillies trade big assets for at the deadline, a closer or a bat? What do you think the poll is at here?
A bat.
What do you think the percentage is at?
I'll go 58% of bat.
56.
Okay.
56.
All right.
And the one thing they can't get fooled by is they have the most runs and most home runs in the National League in the last 30 days.
The Phillies do.
Well, that's all Schwarber.
Yeah, well, he's got nine.
And Bryce. Bryce
nine
and been hot. Bryce
Schwarber,
been hot.
Schwarber and Bryce.
Yeah.
Don't get fooled. I know you said that.
It's that bottom of the lineup that, like, how do you get past the first four hitters and then look what's left? First well, five
on.
Hitters.
Hold on. Otto went
yeah,
twice
Otto
yesterday.
Otto's been all right. Yeah.
Come on, man. Okay. JT's been red hot.
Yeah, Sosa.
JT, I'm good with.
Yeah.
You asked for JT bat seventh.
I'm just saying.
And not fifth.
I don't know how much I'm trusting Sosa to come through in the postseason.
Yeah.
Otto Kemp, I definitely am not trusting to come through in the postseason.
You trusting Jordan Romano on the bullpen?
Nope.
And I don't care.
Matter of fact, I don't know if I trust anybody in that bullpen.
Yeah, because even what's his face who's been good,
Kirkring. Yeah,
Kirkring's stuff is good, and when he is rolling, he's good. But in a, it can unravel for a Ryan Kirkring like that. That what you can just. He's one of those guys that when things are going well, he's good. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I. He's the best guy they have right now. But I know the bullpen let us down in the playoffs last year, but such a different feeling going into it this year. Last year the bullpen was so good. I'm amazed that they've won 60 games this year with this bullpen. They haven't given up more leads,
right,
to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Especially
once you lost Alvarez.
Alvarado.
That's what I said.
Yep. Sure did. Everyone heard it.
That's what I said. 215-592-9494.
I got that from Michael B.
Oh, really?
He clearly made a mistake on something and still say, yep, that's what I said.
That's what I said.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Michael B., one of a kind. I'm glad to say I work with Michael B. I've never seen, first of all, like, so wired, but so tired all the time. Like, because he works all the time.
Oh, hold on. Do you know James Seltzer?
Similar to Seltzer, similar energy, but I've also never seen somebody so distracted by food as Michael B. I told this story once. We were having, I think this was when, before I was program director, but I was in, I would meet with you guys before the show, mm-hmm, when I was assistant program director.
Yep.
And we were sitting there talking, and there was a Tasty Cake on the table. And I could tell that Michael B. was not listening to me because he was looking at the Tasty Cake. And
We've all been there.
I remember saying,
we've all been there.
I would
just get it.
Just eat the Tasty Cake, Michael B. Just eat the Tasty Cake. Get it out of here.
Well, I loved yesterday. They do that thing in the seventh inning.
Yes.
And it was a 4-3 game. And he goes, do you guys still think they can win this one? It's like,
he felt it, though.
It's like, yeah. Yep. I mean, yeah, of course. I can still win this one.
215-592-9494. Gary.
Did we score again?
No.
He was right.
He had a feel. Exactly. Listen, I'm not saying he didn't have a feel, but like, it's a tough spot.
Gary and Vineland, you're a WIP.
Favorite Michael B. moment. The ice is slippery in that corner.
Wait, what did
you
say?
Remember that? He was at the Olympics doing the speed skating, and the coach came over and he was like, what happened there? Why did he lose? And the coach said, yeah, the ice is slippery in that corner. Michael B. quick turned around and said, the ice is slippery in that corner. You could just see in his face. He's like, oh, man, I just got.
In that corner it is, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what's up, Gary?
I agree with you, Spike. Jack just has to take him baseline to baseline.
Oh, we're talking about tennis here. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just got to get it in there. Now, by the way, I don't know that Joe's going to handle it any differently. Like, I don't know if Joe's going to go. I think it's possible that Joe goes in there saying, this is my sport, and trying to like show off and look great, which I think works in Jack's favor.
But I think the more Jack makes him swing, the more tired he's going to get. And
yes.
The more.
Oh, especially 96 degrees. He's going to melt. Yeah.
At noon, that's just brutal.
Yeah.
It's actually, I mean,
whose idea was this?
Yeah. Is this a giant workers' comp?
No, you have to get hurt before you get workman's comp.
Well, I'm getting ahead of it.
Yeah. I think there's a possibility the camera doesn't make it through the tennis. Like, this is the end of him. He is the worst. I know he's trying hard. The coaches, it's impressive. I'm impressed by all the work he's putting into it. He is one of the least healthy people I've ever seen in my entire life. So I like the odds of him actually making it through all the way through the tennis, I think, is very low.
And many youth parents try, but you can't buy talent.
No, you cannot. You cannot. Yeah.
You were talking about the movie. Did you guys watch Beverly Hill Cop, the new one?
No.
You know what? I did not see that.
We're looking for bad sequels.
Is that the Foley one?
Saying, did you the Happy Gilmore is along the same line as Beverly Hills Cop. Like, it's the same jokes. There's like some funny moments in it. It's worth watching, but it's not like cinema magic.
Well, yeah, I don't think anybody expected it to be like, you know.
Well, and the first one is so hard to live up to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, I like Billy Madison better than I like.
I did not like Billy Madison.
Oh, really?
Better than
I even like Big Daddy better than Happy Gilmore.
You sleep on Happy Gilmore.
No, it's funny, but it's not as funny as Big Daddy or Billy Madison.
It's way better than Big Daddy.
No, I like them both. I like them both better.
And Billy Madison's a little too dumb. I like Billy Madison, but it's a little too dumb.
And Big Daddy, like, it's a little touching.
Yeah.
You know? My oldest son,
he grew up in that era where...
The Big Daddy,
the Adam Sandler. He likes Little Nicky, like all those dumb Adam Sandler movies.
Yeah. He's got a lot of them.
He does. A lot of them, man. Although I like Grown Ups.
I've never seen Grown Ups. That's with Spade.
That's not him. Yeah, that's with Spade and Chris Rock.
Yep.
And
Rob Schneider.
Yeah, one more too.
Yeah, there's one more. Oh, Kevin. Is Kevin James?
Oh yeah, Kevin James. Yeah.
They made a Grown Ups 2 there, Ike.
I know it's good.
Is it?
Yeah, Grown Ups 2 is even good.
Oh. Okay.
See, Sandler's run ended for me with Click. You see Click?
I didn't see Click.
Yeah.
Is that the remote?
Yeah,
that was stupid.
Yeah, very dumb. And I saw you're talking to a guy that saw Jack and Jill in the movies.
Really?
Of course, in the theater?
Of course, the worst movie I've ever seen.
Well, but your name's John.
Yeah, you keep bringing this up. But again, I went my whole life going by Jack.
Yeah, well, yeah. That doesn't make it your name.
I didn't change my name in college, you know, to run away from it.
Well, you know what? I didn't have a big Spike ice cream truck at my wedding celebrating my name.
I didn't either. It got dropped off, and I thought it was going to be free.
Okay.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You wind up having to pay for it?
I thought it was going to be a huge endorsement. It did not end up.
That was going to be
a big deal. They weren't as excited as we were.
No.
Oh, man.
Well, they were like, his name's not even really Jack. Maybe somebody whispered that.
We don't want to lie to our people.
Gary, did you have a bad sequel? Because that's what we were asking for.
Yeah, I missed a physics exam to be extra in this. Rocky V was god-awful.
Rocky Five.
Oh, you're
was
not a Rocky
which,
Five guy.
Which one? Thank you for
that's
the call.
That's Tommy Gunn.
Oh, that one was fine.
I like Rocky Five.
Touch me and I'll sue.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
The Rockies catch a lot of heat. They do.
Yes.
After two, they catch a lot of three, four, five. Six, they all catch heat.
And three, I think, is underrated.
Yep.
And four is great.
Classic Drago. Yeah. Come on, man.
And I think five is worth watching.
I take five.
Yes.
I take five with Tommy Gunn.
Yes.
And the fight promoter.
Yeah.
The Don King wanted me.
Yes,
yeah. They made that movie good.
The funniest thing in the Rockies is Rocky in Rocky 1 and 2. Rocky is dumb. Then in Rockies, it's true.
Then
in Rockies 3 and 4, Rocky's not like dumb anymore.
Not as dumb.
And then in Rocky 5, he's the old Rocky. He's an idiot
he's
again.
He's back to being stupid.
Yeah, he's back to being stupid. They give you no explanation as to why Rocky went from being dumb to smart to dumb again.
No, the brain stuff.
Did they explain
that? Yeah, it was
that?
Basically the brain trauma. Yeah.
All right, my bad. Yeah. They explained that in Rocky V? I'm sorry. Anybody
no, that
with
was
brain
in,
trauma.
Yeah, because that's why he couldn't box anymore.
Okay.
Right? Because it was that six? Am I thinking of?
Was there
no, because I never
six?
Saw six. Well, six the whole Balboa and all that.
Rocky okay.
I never
and
watched all
Creed.
That. Creed. I've never seen Creed.
Okay.
Creed's one fine. Or two.
I stopped Creed's after three, I think. I've only seen the Rockies movie once.
You've never seen four?
I probably not.
With Drago?
No idea what you're talking
about. Oh, you gotta watch Rocky.
Yeah, you even from here?
No, come on. Come
oh
on, there's like world peace. If
yeah,
I can,
man.
If I can change and yous can change, we all can change.
That's right.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. The Cars Out John Ashdale wants you to change your car. He wants you to drive into Colonial, and that's what Colonial Hyundai Fest is all about. The biggest event of the summer is you driving your car in there and then driving out with a brand new Hyundai with your payment not going up at all. They do this by getting you the lowest financing anywhere, as low as 0% on any of those new Hyundais in stock. And those new Hyundais, there's over 300 of them on the lot. Whatever you're looking for, they've got it for you. And by the way, you're going to save up to 20% off that Hyundai, which is up to 10 grand off any new Hyundai in stock. And the car that you're driving in there, no matter what condition it's in, if you have to push it up to Colonial, they're going to give you $6,500 guaranteed. You drive that new Hyundai off the lot, you're driving off with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. The Colonial Hyundai Fest. The fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. So two quick Jalen notes. Jalen note number one. Now
Jalen Hurts?
Hurts,
okay.
Yes. Oh, right. We have a couple. Jalen Hurts.
Seriously.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. And we called
throw
them.
Throw in Jalix.
Yeah, and we called them both Jalen, too.
Yeah,
we don't just call one Carter and one
Hurts.
Yeah, Hurts, yeah. Okay, two Jalen Hurts notes. First, and I believe Adam Schefter said he is the only NFL player endorsing Sprite. But Jalen Hurts is now a Sprite endorser.
It will obey your thirst.
Obey your thirst.
He's always been a LeBron guy.
Yeah, LeBron is Sprite too, right?
Is he?
Yes,
oh,
I
okay.
believe he is. Yeah.
All right.
So, big deal for Jalen.
Yeah, big deal.
This isn't a Jalen thing specific. I don't love when professional athletes are telling people to drink soda and eat candy. Like, these are the... it's just personal thing.
But when you ask Trey Turner, you say a candy bar.
He wasn't endorsing it. He wasn't telling everybody to buy Starburst. I mean, like, look.
Skittles.
Soda has its place. It does. But
you drink a diet soda every day.
A diet one. One. And I am in good condition. I'm just saying our country is full of fat people. And part of the reason is the soda. And do you think Jalen Hurts, no offense, do you think Jalen Hurts is drinking Sprites?
Well, he probably can.
He can.
He's 25.
In the commercials.
But probably not.
I probably can get away with it. With no problem.
I just don't like...
I drank it with no problem back then.
This is like one of the healthiest guys in the world. Like, whatever. But congratulations.
You think he's a health nut?
I think he is.
I think he is, too. I think I watched some video of like what he eats in a day.
Really?
It's a lot of eggs and meat.
Yeah, I bet he's pretty regimented. That
don't
would
really
be
sound
my
like.
Guess. Yeah. Eats a lot of meat.
Eggs and meat, yeah. That don't really sound like a diet.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's...
Eggs are good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they?
They are.
All right.
They are.
I don't know.
Yeah.
The vegan over there.
Yeah, well, I don't eat them.
We'll get you back, pal.
You're not going to get me back.
We'll get you back.
You're not going to get me back.
Eggs are fine.
Eggs are fine.
But he's endorsing Sprite.
He's endorsing Sprite.
That's a big deal.
Congratulations to Jalen Hurts.
Oh, he's got all the big brands, man.
And
ooh, boy.
And then was revealed Merrill Reese on the first day of training camp. Jalen Hurts gave Merrill, our very own Merrill Reese, is this an autographed shoe? Is autographed sneakers, autographed cleats?
Yeah.
That said,
I'm assuming it's both.
That said, to M. Reese, you saw it when no one else did. Could love Jalen.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's a very nice thing that he thought of him in that way.
Are those his Super Bowl cleats? No, they probably went to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I don't know. I would think that the Eagles saw it.
Oh.
They did. I wonder if Howie is sitting there thinking, well, I'm the one that drafted you. I gave you $50 million. That is a very nice thing, though, for him to be... To show that respect, I know, you know Merrill's been doing this an awfully long time. And Jalen can seem like he is unaware of what's going on. But him to, like, be aware enough. And you know, he's probably not listening. He's definitely not listening to the
games. Well, he certainly can't be listening while he's playing.
So for him to go and be aware enough that Merrill was a supporter early on, I think that's a good move from Jalen Hurts.
Oh, man. The guy just continues to just, you know, he just does what he does. QB1, man.
That's what he is.
I don't know why you guys don't love him. It's everything you want your quarterback to be, man. Just is.
Jack?
The winner?
Yep.
Team player.
Yep.
Knows everybody.
He does.
Thanks everybody.
Never gets in any trouble.
Yeah.
You know, never says the wrong thing.
Doesn't hold grudges.
Hey, I'm going to tell you the biggest thing in all seriousness.
Yeah.
I love the fact that he doesn't have this desire to be out there. You know, some guys want to be out there. They want to be at everything. They want to be, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Like, they're always on social media. They got something to say about everything.
You got a podcast or on Twitch.
Like Jalen is, and don't get me wrong, he steps out when it's time to step out. But the good thing about him is rare, and it's usually at a major event.
Yeah,
like, he's not going to the BET Awards. Are you kidding me? Yeah, he's not stepping out. But if it's the Met Gala or if it's something big like that,
sure,
he'll appear.
I think there is a certain relief. Most of the stuff we talk about with Jalen, I would say, even when we're critical, is about his play.
Mm-hmm.
It's only the couple little things with what he said about Nick or didn't say about Nick.
Sure, yeah.
But
we're
like
past that.
We've had so many.
Yeah.
It happened. That's why I was thinking.
No, I'm with you there. Yeah. I'm with you.
We've had so many players in this day, even currently, like Slay last year was on Micah Parsons' podcast the day after.
During the season.
There are, like,
which
is
totally.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, guy on the Cowboys. And by the way, talking.
not growingly about one of your teammates.
Yeah, in a passive aggressive way about CJ GJ. Yeah. It is nice that, like, even if you don't do any of those things, because of what his position is and who he plays for, there's going to be controversy all the time anyway.
Around him anyway, exactly.
And he doesn't add to it.
Yep.
Which is...
That's a great way to put it. He doesn't add to it.
No. He just does his thing, plays football, moves on.
Yep.
You know, it's good for him. It's good for the team.
Now, listen, we all were here in the AI era.
Yes. He had a lot of other stuff.
There's a lot of stuff going on with AI.
Not great stuff.
Artificial intelligence or Allen Iverson?
Allen Iverson.
A lot came with his stardom. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? A lot came with that.
Every time that he's the number one athlete or the number two athlete of the last 25 years, we seem to remember that. Forget about the handicapped parking spots.
A lot of stuff, yes.
And, you know, the drinking and the not practicing and all that kind of stuff. So.
But you don't have to worry about that with Jalen.
No.
Jalen is pretty much...
He is. Bam in Upper Darby, you're on WIP. What's up, Bam?
Hello?
What's up, Bam?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, I got to tell you something. I'm going to be there at the Cameron Fritz thing tomorrow, and I just bought my cheerleader outfit, right? It says Team Fritz on it.
You bought your cheerleader outfit?
Yeah, I went to Party City and got the cheerleader outfit, right? And it says, I got my cousin, I'm blonde, so I got my cousin to write Team Fritz on it, and I got pom-poms.
I tell you.
Great.
You better really trust him.
If it was ever a time to be blind, this is the time to be blind. Let you know that. That's for sure.
Is that because of the outfit or because of what he's about to watch?
No, because of the outfit. I'm just saying. You're talking about you got a cheerleading outfit and somebody else picked it out for you. Like, I don't know if that's good or bad.
No, I picked it out, but I got him to write Team Fritz on it.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
I have so many questions.
How'd you pick it out?
See,
I was going to let it go.
I just went there and said I want a male cheerleading outfit.
Okay.
With some pom-poms.
Okay.
At Party City.
Yep.
Well, at least you specified male cheerleading outfit. That's
good. I don't want to see you in a skirt or anything.
Yeah.
But not that you couldn't pull it off if that's what
or
you wanted.
Or if that's what you wanted to do.
Yeah, if that's what you wanted to do. I have to say, Bam, I was already looking forward to Fritz to Camera 3 tomorrow. I want to see this more than anything else, to be honest with you. So you're going to be there at FDR Park tomorrow at noon, cheering for Fritz.
Yes, I'll be there.
Wow.
I'll definitely be there, front and center.
Okay. And if Fritz wins this, are we getting a Fritz tattoo?
Yes, we are.
Oh, I would love it. Fritz tattoo. You have a.
Hopefully get a photo after the big win tomorrow.
Yes.
With Bam in the outfit.
Bam, hey, you got a bad sequel for us?
Yeah, before I give it, though, but I don't know if you've heard, I told you this before, but I am Herb from the Northeast's long-lost son. You know that, right?
Not real long-lost son, just spiritually.
But
yeah, spiritually.
Okay, yeah. We don't...
Yep.
I'm sure there's little Herbs all over the
Could
place.
Could be, yeah.
In different countries.
I'm looking at a threesome.
Yep.
In different countries.
Well, he's been around.
True.
You know?
Yeah. My sequel.
Bad sequel
is going to be Sister Act 2.
Never saw Sister Act 2. Whoopi Goldberg, yep. Sister Act. It was a huge hit.
Huge.
Never saw the second one.
Never saw the second one either.
I don't think I saw the first one.
I do remember seeing the first one. Not memorable.
No.
It was
a pretty big hit.
It was a big hit, which is why I saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoopi Goldberg was like the biggest star in the world for a while.
Man, what was the...
Ghost.
It was another one. She was
in Color Purple.
Rat Race?
Yep. Color Purple.
Rat Race, I don't remember.
She had one where she was like a detective.
Whoopi Goldberg was?
Yeah, I think so.
Can we just go back to Bam's call for a second?
Yeah.
Please do.
I was hoping we didn't, but go right ahead. I'm trying to contain myself over here. Well, he left the one wide open when he said somebody else chose an outfit for him, a cheerleading outfit.
He went to Party City.
Yeah.
He asked them, he's blind, God bless him.
Jumpin' Jack Flash.
I remember that.
Remember that?
There was a big movie. Yep. Went to Party City, asked for a cheerleader outfit. Male cheerleader outfit. Then got his cousin to write Team Fritz on it. Now.
The cousin could have written anything.
And they could have given him any
costume.
Well, that's where,
that's where I'm like, hold on, man.
I picked it out. I don't.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
That's the issue.
Well, we all kind of looked at each other when he said, I picked it out. I'm like, eh.
What if he shows up in a giraffe costume and somebody at Party City is just laughing their ass off? It's like, ah.
Got him.
That's like in Dumb and Dumber.
Don't know who's a cheerleader.
Yeah, it's like in Dumb and Dumber, the dead bird.
Daddy.
Oh yes, yeah.
You sold our dead bird to a blind kid.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
That's where the pets are. Our pets' heads are falling off.
Yeah, that's where that came from.
Yes.
They killed Petey.
It's a good movie.
So Elliot's
Dude,
here.
I love Dumb and Dumber.
Elliot's here next.
He still has his lady glasses on.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
All right. Does he have the lad era haircut?
No, nah, the lad era.
His lady glasses. You guys don't know anything about
Dude,
style.
Dude, they're
man.
Lady
no,
glasses.
No. Those.
Spike, oh, the sunglasses?
Yes.
Yeah, they're women's sunglasses. Yeah,
they could be unisex glasses.
Well, yeah,
that's
they
fine.
Could be. They could be. Just like that could be a unisex cheerleader outfit. It's not. Elliot Shore Parks joins us next for the Training Camp Report. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.